Well, it's good to have you here, Ben. This will be the first one with you. Typically, we have Kingsley here. Kingsley is from New Zealand, if I remember correctly. I'm from Louisville, like in the United States, and you are from, remind, France?
I was born in France and now I'm doing
Okay.
my studies in the UK.
Okay. All right. So you're in the UK right now?
No, I'm going there tomorrow though.
Oh, well, look at you all around. I have yet to be over in Europe. But I've been other places and I really do want to get there sometime soon.
Well, if you're ever around, don't hesitate to ring me up.
That'd be great. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm hoping sometime soon here. But okay, so we'll jump right into discussing some of the comics here. We're doing a little bit of a throwback to, it looks like January of 2008 is when these comics started.
Was it?
So, what's that?
I was just trying to find the date because it's one of the, it's quite an early one. It's 374.
Yeah. So this is the journal series featuring our main man Black Hat here. So it's a little bit in tribute to what currently this podcast is called. We've discussed the name, maybe it'll change a little bit, but right now it's called Black Hat, and so this features Black Hat. What's that?
I like the name Black Hat.
Yeah, I love he's my favorite. Just the antics that he gets into.
Him and the beret guy.
Yeah. Beret is like kind of a like a goofier version. It's great.
Kind of evil, but stupid evil.
What?
Beret guy is kind of evil, but stupid evil.
Yeah, just like nonsensical. But okay, let's look over this first one here. So we're on number 374 from 2008. And so this one's a lot of setup here. But it still manages to have a little bit of like a joke almost in it, where at the end it's just.
Kind of showing Black Hat's personality.
But do you have anything? What? How does it make you feel? What does it make you think?
I feel it kind of really embodies the character that is Black Hat because he leads you to think that he might be a normal human being and that he wants to use these kind of shameless techniques to try and get girls on public transport, but then he actually reveals who he really is and destroys the person
I
that
love it. Yeah.
he's targeting.
And this is why I love this little series of comics. Especially because they were spread out across, they're not back to back, which is kind of fun because you have to wait a little bit between them. But it really shows off Black Hat throughout the whole thing. But this one is great because at the beginning you're like, okay, this is some kind of picking up girls strategy, or he's being an awesome, like a cool human in some way,
Has no interest in either of those things. It's just to drive someone to the dirt.
it's a good one.
Yeah, I like it.
And then we have title text here, and the journal is filled with things I'd say to her if I were nice like you, but I burn it when it's full, which is just like he's like an anarchist kind of.
I think not exactly an anarchist, but he's a very controlled, destructive person.
Yeah, well, I get a little bit of a Joker vibe, it's not
I
as
definitely.
nefarious, more casual, but
He's a massive troll, basically.
yeah, I love it. Okay, so we'll go over to journal number two, comic number 377, and the date is, it's just a few days later. It's still January 2008 here. But any comments or what do you think of this one?
Well, here we actually see the events unfolding. So we got Black Hat writing in his diary and fake blushing. And we see the girl who we later find out is called Danish. I don't know if that's her real name or not, but that's what she was
Oh,
known.
yeah.
She's known as Danish from then on. And she basically unravels his whole plot. And I find that really awesome because you can see that she's actually exactly like him and she just turns the whole thing around against him.
Yeah, I really love that she, you know, like, well, I love that Randall was able to get so many characters out of like hardly any changes. It's like, give this guy a hat, give her, like, she almost is identical looking to Megan, which is the typical, or, you know, the more commonly occurring girl stick figure in XKCD, but still, like, just subtleness in the hair length and everything. I love it. It's the beginning of a, as we'll see, beautiful relationship here, and puts Black Cat in his place a little bit. So I'm a fan of this
One of the
one.
things I noticed as well in the fifth panel, the font changes. So like before she says, "Well, I like fat people too, and you know what? Font change. I'm better at it than you."
was a good catch. I maybe like subconsciously I took that to be a whisper, but I wasn't like conscious of it. So
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know how you would interpret that font change.
Yeah, I think it's a solid whisper, and I like, you know, it's kind of a little bit smaller, so very well done. Even just the back way of the subway car, and it's kind of grayed out, is a nice little touch that didn't need to be there.
It gives a more, kind of puts more scenery to the whole scenario.
I don't think we're gonna get to one, but you know, some of his comics where he just like actually shows his ability to draw and kind of goes all out, I really appreciate.
I really like those. They're incredible. And I don't know if you've ever played the Hovercraft video game that he put out. I can't remember which comic it is, but it's basically massive flash game where you're controlling an XKCD stick figure on a hoverboard,
Okay, right.
and you just go exploring through this massive scenery. And he draws so much, like you can go into a volcano and into Star Wars Star Destroyer, and just a massive interactive comic. And it's in there that you can really see his drawing abilities.
Oh, I mean, I feel like I remember the hoverboard thing. Sometimes it's like such an elaborate comic, I get overwhelmed and I'm like, well, I'll do that another day. So I feel like I didn't fully explore it. Or there's like one where you click and drag or something, and I never went all the way to like, some of them are crazy elaborate.
It's XKCD 1608 where you get to play the game.
Okay, I'll have to do that here after this one. Maybe we'll do an episode that is just interactive stuff one time.
Sounds good.
So we'll go into Journal Comic number 3,
Okay.
Comic number 405, and now we are in April of 2008. So this is like, what, this is months, right? So there's a gap. There's a cliffhanger here. We see Danish basically skating until a submarine bursts through the ice. And I really like this one just for the, like, it's hard to even articulate. I love submarines for one. But it shows the, like, oh, he stole a Russian submarine. What even happened here? And so kind of just the over the topness I really enjoy on this one.
How did he get the submarine?
I also kind of wonder, you know, it feels like she maybe is skating on a lake, and so this submarine was like somehow got there.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of
Yeah. What is cool too, like these submarines are actually like designed to be able to surface through ice, which is kind of cool. I always was like, you know, are they just risking it when they do that, or is that just a movie thing and it's not like a real thing submarines do? But no, they're like hardened for it so that they can breach. And some even, I remember there was something like the submarines, I think they'll even like not quite breach in an attempt to like, I don't know, disrupt the ice or something. I don't know. It's a lot of interesting stuff, but it's cool because most vehicles are not really built to burst through, you know?
And I love the alternate text as well for that comic is, oh, and if the Russian government asks, that submarine was always there.
Yeah. Let's keep it rolling to number 4 here, which we have a simple and somber one. So this is Journal number 4, Comic number 432, in June of 2008. And all we have is Black Cat sitting on a bench with his hat off. Well, he got his hat back, right? So in the last comic, but
I think like it's in this one that you see that he's realizing that he feels something for this girl, which goes against all of his morals because he kind of views himself as above the rest of humanity.
Yeah. But
here he is finding himself with actual emotions, which is so weird for him. And he doesn't have his hat on, which maybe his whole power of evil / trolling comes from the hat.
Mm-hmm.
How I kind of...
Yeah, he's not himself without the hat. He's not Black Hat. So that was a nice one. I captioned there, kind of goes with it. I like this one. You know, if it's been a while since the last comic at this point, and you kind of almost have to be like, wait, what? And go find Journal 3. But
yeah, you completely forget what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll finish it up here on the last in the series. We see them together later on a lot, yeah. I think. But this is the last one of the journal. So it's journal number 5, number 433, comic 433. And it is in June 6th of 2008. So it's only been 2 days since, I guess this was, right after the last comic we just talked about. So at least if that one panel didn't do it for you, you got another one.
So what to say about this one? I think this one really shows how much of how similar they both are. Like in the second one, you kind of start to get an inkling of it, but here it actually shows that they're both exactly the same. Especially with the mines that she put on her driveway to blow up his car, but he knew they were there, either because he saw them or because he was expecting it of her to do that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and he just moves them into her garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just shows them as a perfect couple and these ridiculous things.
Mm.
I almost wonder, so they talk about a date here, right, at the end?
Yeah.
In the title text.
Yeah.
So it makes me like, I'm curious what the next one featuring both of them is, if it is their date, in fact, but it's just a, go ahead.
There's, I can't remember, it's called No One Must Know. We'd say, I'll look it up. That's the one where we find out her name, Danish. Number 515.
Okay.
No one must know. They're kind of canoodling together. You're my dearest darling Danish, and she answers, and you're my lovely cutie pie. And then this other guy comes along out of nowhere, and he just stands there staring at them, and the next panel is them with a bloody bag and digging a grave for him, basically.
Oh, I love it. And this one, you know, so he's not overtly... Well, maybe he is actually doing like crimes in some other ones, but this one makes it like clear that this is some kind of insane person.
Yes.
But possibly this was their date. I don't know.
I mean, if it wouldn't surprise me if they're into that kind of stuff, seeing what they show us in the previous comics.
Yeah, and at the title text of this one, you just brought up here, 515. Says maybe they knew he was there and they're just trying to torment him. So it's possibly their idea of a date.
It could be.
All right. Well, final kind of thoughts on the journal series.
I can't think of anything really apart from it. Just it's a good introduction to the two characters and how they kind of act. And we do see them recurring from time to time, especially Black Hat, not so much Danish, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a good introduction.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's so XKCD. And even like, if you go to the homepage, there are some comics that are like always there, you know? And I don't think the journal series is one of them, but they're kind of like comics that exemplify the whole series. And I just think these ones are relatively early on. He has finally found his groove, because I've been going back through in the first 100 or 200, and then this is where it's like really getting good, and I think probably was pretty popular at that time.
The art style is starting to get properly solidified.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of humor as well that he's trying to give us.
All right. So, all together, I think it's It's one of my favorites, I think. This is like, I didn't even think too hard when I was thinking about which ones we should talk about here. I was just like, Journal. That's the one that I kind of love. So,